So that's a little bit of, the kind of scope there is in Colombia, and inshallah, a lot of potentials there. What about some perspectives you have from other Latin countries?
MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah, I had the opportunity to see a video from you visiting Chiapas, Mexico. I personally know Brother Yahya, who is the main brother, mashallah, that went over there. Chiapas is a native Indian group of people who have been approached by many different people from the range of politics or economics and trying to take them from their land, I mean, for many years. And in Mexico specifically, these people didn't know about Islam, right? And when I first went there about 7, 8 years ago to Mexico, I realized that these people, subhanAllah, have a sense of listening to Islamic information in a unique way. They just focus, they just sit and totally focus. So I had the opportunity to go there with Dr. Waleed Basuni, Sheikh Waleed Basuni, and we did, I was his interpreter. And I remember this individual, Yahya, sitting there and not even blinking almost and listening to the information. And so when I met him, I heard, that about 12 people in his family accepted Islam or something like this, including his grandfather, who was 72 years old. And then this whole 300 people in his tribe accepted Islam. I mean, you start hearing things and you start seeing things that are similar to the time of the Prophet. Brother Omar West and MashaAllah, who's been doing da'wah for over 20 years there, I saw them and I went with them physically to these different plazas and the different small sort of, they're not even cities, they're like small towns. They always have a plaza where people are hanging out and it's a social gathering place. Well, they would go and stand on the tables in the plaza and begin saying, "The message of all messengers is to worship one God." And right away, when people would hear that, they would just flock to that table and sit there. I guess similar to sometimes in New York, you have people doing some trick or something and people crowd around them. This is the way you start seeing
New
things
York's a
happen
terrible
with them.
example, but yeah. When people get up and make noise in New York, it's not because they're normal.
That's a try. Yeah, it attracts people that way. And in Mexico, I saw them doing this, and knowing Sheikh Yusuf Estes, he told me he learned a lot about da'wah and the way that these brothers were doing it in Mexico in the 80s. This is in the 80s. So as we understand, I mean, sometimes we may not have too much information, and that's why a project such as Islam in Spanish, I mean, we want to go into these areas, document a lot of what's going on so that we can share it with the people who speak the English language and have already matured in developing their communities. And mashallah, hopefully we can benefit the people.
So there's two perspectives I got from you briefly, one on Colombia and one on some other land countries, including Mexico. What I w lastly wanted to talk to you about was the scope of da'wah in Spanish medium in the US.
No.
Like what the scope of that is and where do you see that headed?
MashaAllah. Approximately 12 years ago when I accepted Islam, it was 3 months before September 11th. So I think one of the challenges I had when I became Muslim is how can I share this with people? And then September 11th happened and that door opened. People wanted to know. It was an unfortunate incident. However, there was such a high demand. And so I realized, being a three-month-old Muslim, that there were very few people who spoke the Spanish language who were Muslim, because I was contacted by one of the major organizations to speak in front of the media, and I was a brand new Muslim. So I realized if there were other people who spoke this language and knew more Islam than I did at 3 months, they would have asked them.
Right.
So my father, alhamdulillah, very soon after that accepted Islam. And his English was not 100%. So he asked me for material. And so when I started going to, allocate some material for him, I realized there were only like five books about the five pillars of Islam and like three books about the six pillars of Iman. And that was it. And so when I went back to my father and he just read everything, he said, I want to know more about this and more about that. And so when I told him, I said, I've not been able to locate this. He said, "If Islam is universal and Muslims were in Spain for 800 years, how come there's no Spanish material?"
That's a pretty heavy question.
Alhamdulillah.
That's a slap on the Ummah's face right there.
Exactly.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.